Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The center fielder, Bobby Del Greco. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Manny Jimenez. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting eighth. The catcher, Haywood Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Rakow. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Ed Rakow. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The right fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting third. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting 7th. The catcher, Charlie Lau. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Jerry Adair. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Milt Pappas. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Milt Pappas. And now, play ball. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn takes first base on ball four. Lump moves to second. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is hit by the pitch. Lump moves to third. Seaburn moves to second. George Alozic pinch runs for Manny Jimenez. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. George Alozic now playing left field. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser misplays the ball. That's an error on Houser. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Temple moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Sullivan for a passed ball. Temple moves to third. Herzog moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is walked intentionally. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards second. Lump scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair misplays the ball. That's an error on Adair. Charles moves to second. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Charles. The throw from Lau and he is safe. Charles steals third. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charles scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Athletics. Ed Rakow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rakow strikes out. One out. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0-for-1 in the game. Houser hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sullivan moves to second. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0-for-1 in the game. Del Greco strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a fly ball into left field. Aluzik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Del Greco. Lau reaches second base with a double. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Del Greco. Adair reaches second base with a double. Lau scores. It's Athletics, 1, Orioles, 1. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-1 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Adair scores. Pappas moves to second. It's 2-1, Orioles. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Herzog takes first base on ball 4. Pappas moves to third. Temple moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 6-1, Orioles. John Wyatt now pitching. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gentile is hit by the pitch. Dick Williams pinch runs for Jim Gentile. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-1 in the game. Brandt hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell hits a fly ball into right field. Simulai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Williams now playing first base. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pappas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Aluzik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aluzik hits a pop-up towards the mound. Pappas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simulai is 0-for-1 in the game. Simulai strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Athletics 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Adair strikes out. One out. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pappas is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Temple is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-1 in the game. Charles takes first base on ball 4. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charles moves to second. Jerry Walker pinch hits for John Wyatt. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker strikes out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Charles moves to third. Sullivan moves to second. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hauser hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brandt. Hauser reaches second base with a double. Charles scores. Sullivan scores. It's 6-3, Orioles. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0-for-2 in the game. Del Greco strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Athletics 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Archer now pitching. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Herzog hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Aluzik. Herzog reaches second base with a double. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Herzog moves to third. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-2 in the game. Brandt hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes Herzog trying to get to home. Lump throws to Sullivan who tags Herzog, attempting to score, for the out. Robinson moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. George Aluzik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aluzik is 0-for-1 in the game. Aluzik hits a pop-up towards short. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0-for-2 in the game. Cimoli hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Charles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Athletics 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Lau hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Adair hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Pappas hits a fly ball into left field. Alouzik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leo Posada pinch hits for Jim Archer. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pappas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Athletics 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Danny McDevitt now pitching. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Temple hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Temple moves to second. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Temple moves to third. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0 for 3 in the game. Del Greco hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lump strikes out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Seaburn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Athletics 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-3 in the game. Brandt hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Del Greco. Brandt reaches second base with a double. Del Greco throws the ball into Charles, who tags Brandt trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Snyder now playing left field. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic is 0-for-2 in the game. Alozic is called out on strikes. One out. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0-for-3 in the game. Cimoli strikes out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Charles hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Athletics 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Adair strikes out. One out. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pappas strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Temple. The throw from Sullivan and he is safe. Temple steals second. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sullivan strikes out. One out. Jose Tartabull pinch hits for Danny McDevitt. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 6, and Kansas City Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.